USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump continues to trail Democratic challenger Joe Biden nationally, though he is gaining ground. Last month, Trump was down 13 points in the latest NBC News Wall Street Journal poll, which was conducted just days after Biden's selection of Senator Kamala Harris as his running mate, is down nationally to 9 points. The former vice president holds double-digit advantages over Trump on the coronavirus, immigration, and race relations. Trump maintains his lead over Biden on the economy, which this poll finds that is a voter's top issue heading into the election. 60% of Biden voters say their support for the former vice president is based more on their feelings against Trump rather than their support for the nominee. By contrast, 74% of Trump voters are completely for the president versus 20% who are against Biden. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
And the United States is not the only country having issues with elections. The Prime Minister of New Zealand has delayed their elections by 4 weeks due to the coronavirus. The election had been scheduled for September 19th, but now will be held on October 17th. Opposition parties had sought a delay after the virus outbreak prompted the government last week to put Auckland under a 2-week lockdown and halted election campaigning. Before that last outbreak, New Zealand had gone 102 days without any known community transmission. As the Democratic National Convention is now underway, President Donald Trump is accusing his 2020 opponent Joe Biden of being a puppet for left-wing extremists. Trump was in Minnesota to press his law and order re-election information as part of counter-programming to the Democratic National Convention. At an airport hangar, Trump called Biden the puppet of left-wing extremists trying to erase our borders, eliminate our police, indoctrinate our children, vilify our heroes, and take away our energy. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Children have even been under stress due to the coronavirus. And with more details on that, here's USA's Tim Berg.
For most parents, to say the COVID-19 pandemic has been stressful would be a dramatic understatement. The combination of financial pressure, loss of child care, and health concerns is exceedingly challenging for many families. New research from the CDC says young children are experiencing 3- to 5-fold increases in self-reported anxiety and depression symptoms. Megan Leahy is a parenting coach, mom of three, and Washington Post parenting columnist. She has some advice for parents on how to handle talking about COVID-19 with their kids.
So much is out of our hands. I would encourage every family to just stay age appropriate and honest with their kids, which is pretty much there is this virus out there, and or you can call it like a really bad cold, because little kids get what a cold is, and we need to keep everybody safe. So we are going to learn from home for now.
Thousands of Puerto Ricans got a second chance to vote for the first time a week after delayed and missing ballots marred the original primaries in a blow to the United States territory's democracy. More than 60 of the island's 110 precincts were finally able to open after a recent U.S. Supreme Court decision that stated a second round of voting would take place at those centers. Listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.